Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Yeah, the high-speed fin has finally been tuned down. Weather looks good, and the fishing, salt, and fresh water is going to explode this weekend. Hey, you're inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Final weekend in May, May 27, 28, and going into 29. Happy and safe Memorial Day weekend to all. And yes, I will be eating and drinking like a man on death row. That's just how it goes. And don't forget, we're going to have some little reports later on. The crabbing is really picking up. We have a super jam show. Again, it sounds like a broken record. Say, Tom P, how old is that? Hey, you see all the vinyl records out now? All my Ted Nugent and Kiss and Black Sabbath and John Denver and Cat Stevens, all that stuff I threw out decades ago. Oh, I can kill myself now. Man, I'd be a Jeff Bezos right now if I still was able to sell them. But back to the broken record thing. Check out Jim Hutchison Jr. Outstanding editorial. June issue, The Fisherman Magazine, personally injured lawyer. I know the gentleman he's speaking about and the whole situation, and that Hutch again nailed it with a sledgehammer. I gotta like Hutch. He's the type that goes squirrel hunting with a bazooka. He hits it, and he hits it hard. And this is just, it's pretty sad when you read it. It's pretty sad. Just a reminder too with the striped bass. There's going to be a meeting sometime this month, New Jersey Marine Fisheries Council. Do we go out of compliance? They can sit, blah, blah, blah. I get the whole thing. Again, the procedure to shut down, not to shut down, but to reduce the striper fish from 38 to less than 38 to 20 to 31. You know, they skipped a lot of steps here, a lot of legal steps. But to go out of compliance where the feds can shut down the fishery, again, the autumn fishery, just think about the tackle shops and the jobs that will be affected by that. Oh, yeah, I like to punch those people right in the nose. But what are you going to do? You can't fight City Hall, or can you? We shall see how it plays out. We have a really jammed show coming up in our next segment. Captain Scott Newhall, Timeout Charters. Hey, fluke on the troll. Give it a roll. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's talk station.
Attention, small business owners. Looking for new ways to grow your business that won't break the bank? What if I told you it all starts with just two easy steps? Step one, stop wasting precious time and money on leads that are being shared with your competition. Step two, speak with the experts at Town Square Interactive, delivering digital marketing solutions perfectly tailored to your business. You'll get the people and the platform to get in front of more local customers, all for one affordable monthly rate. The best part? No more sharing leads. Your ideal customer will come directly to you. Ready to get started? Go to townsquarelocal.com to use our free traffic estimator and see how many local customers your business could be reaching right now. See why we've been trusted by more than 100,000 small businesses. Go to townsquarelocal.com. That's townsquarelocal.com. And there you can use our free traffic estimator and see how many local customers your business could be reaching right now. Start growing your business today. townsquarelocal.com.
With warmer weather and people getting out and about, the New Jersey Transit Police Department reminds you that we all need to work together to keep our transit system safe. Your attention is our most valuable asset. If you ride New Jersey Transit trains or buses, or if you live or work near a station, the power is in your hands. Your cell phone or other handheld device can be the most effective way to safeguard our system. As you go about your daily routine, you know if something or someone seems out of place. Be alert and aware of your surroundings. If something doesn't feel right, it probably isn't. Report suspicious activity to 1-888-TIPS-NJT or text your report to NJTPD. That's 1-888-TIPS-NJT or text your report to NJTPD. It's up to all of us to keep our transit system and our country safe. Remember, the power is in your hands. New Jersey Transit urges you to report suspicious activity to 1-888-TIPS-NJT or text your report to NJTPD.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Let's get right to it. Flounder fishing, a.k.a. fluke, has been hot and then not and then warm and then blazing and then off again. So it's a variety of tags. 99% of the action is still in the Back Bay and ICW areas, although I noticed at a couple of shops in my travels, because I have no life, I live in tackle shops and distributors. More guys and gals are purchasing the bigger gulp grubs, the 6-inch and the 8-inch, and the big spearing and the mackerel strips and some bluefish strips from freshly caught blues that they will be heading out front. Bumpy as it may be, they're believing now, they're getting news, the reliable intel of some bigger flatties out there in the deeper water on the wrecks where they're probably positioned now for, you know, who knows how long. Still plenty of big fish in the back, though. We did a transition, fluke transition segment last year at about this time with Captain Scott Newhall. Timeout Charters, you know, Scott writes for a myriad of fishing publications, does radio interviews, also a Supreme Seminar speaker. You see him at the AC Boat Show and the, MTA show up there and a boat show up there in Edison, usually in February, about the transition period. But now I want to cover a technique you rarely, besides, you know, chumming, that could be crazy because you don't know what you're going to get in there for flounder. A technique not many know about or see about. Yeah, curious, that doesn't work. Let me just drift and skip whatever the whole bit. Trolling for summer flounder. Fluke on the move, man. So what do you do? Is it a go-to tactic as per conditions? Is it a just let me pull a rabbit out of my hat type thing? Yeah, I remember that from Rocky and Bullwinkle. Remember that? But I'm dating myself. Join us online right now. Again, full disclosure, people, I'm in the studio. This is very early Saturday morning. Scott Newhall, son Michael Benjamin, and friend are already up there on Raritan Bay banging away at these double-digit approaching like 50-something pound striped bass. He's going to give us a little tutorial on the troll for the fluke, of which he has done a few times and very successfully. Commodore Scott Newhall, how you doing, man?
Hey, Tom P. Thanks for having me. I'm doing great.
Am I allowed to say Commodore? You can't get in trouble. Okay. Either way, I hear that wind out there, Scott. By the way, how is that bay up there? Bumpy, lumpy, or what?
It's a little chop, but it's not bad. It's going to lay down and be a beautiful Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah. Hey, are those boys fired up or what?
Yeah, they're jacked up. There's so many species. Everything's popping right now. It's hard to decide what to fish for.
Yeah, I know, Scott, you're so right. But as we discussed earlier in the week, that again, I've seen it done. And what one time from your boat we watched, the guy very successfully hit as per conditions, because it's not common to see guys actually actively trolling for fluke as a primary approach. Again, it's a last-ditch effort. If this doesn't work, that doesn't work, this bait doesn't work, let's try the troll. I've seen you use it as well, again, very successfully. Scott, conditions, water clarity, water temperature, the mood the fish are in, the bait. When do you decide that the troll is the optimum way to put some fish in a live well, bro? Go!
Well, I'll give you a little background first. The first time I started trolling for flounder there was back when I had time in the Carolinas. I had a little skiff, like a young, you know, typical young guy, had a John boat with a 25 horse. And I'd fish all over southern North Carolina, and we would troll for flounder. Now, I want to make sure I explain this properly. I'm not referring to bump trolling where you're in and out of gear. This is a straight troll we're
talking
about.
I'm glad you clarified that, Scott.
Right, exactly. So I did it down south, and I also observed a lot of people down there, and it very frequently they use 10, 15, 20 rod holders. Their boats look like spaceships.
Woo!
And something from Star Wars. There's so many rods coming out of their vessels. So I did a very basic troll when I was down there and had a lot of success. Okay, fast forward. I'm up north. I have to give a lot of credit to a gentleman I met. His name is Gordon Muller, and I got to be friendly with Gordon, and he was showing me some more refined methods with the troll, and I'll get into that. So you were mentioning first, when do you do it? When do you break it out? So early season is best, probably to mid-season when we're talking about South Jersey, and I'll explain why. The grass is your enemy on the troll. And when the grass and the algae, that is the snotgrass, get all over the line, it's just, that's the war. It's not, are the fish there, are they not there? It's all about, can I present the baits properly?
And?
Now, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, Scott, because I'm seeing some grass now, then the water's clear, then there's snotgrass, Optimum time now, you're looking, what, towards maybe, that's where I'm thinking ahead now, that's why we're doing this segment now, listeners, maybe the first, second week in June as a prime time to start?
As soon as the season opens, which it, of course, did in early May, and I go right through to July, but so you can maneuver around. So some waters, as you well know, have less grass than others. I've always noticed that waters where there's a river might have, like, the mouth of the Mullica Fish Factory Road over there,
right,
or the Egg Harbor. It seems like sometimes they have less algae and less weed. Sometimes. It's not always the case, but you got to hunt around for clean areas of water. If you can find some bottom that's not trashed with seaweed, you're going to score.
Scott, speed in these areas. Optimum, 2 knots, 3 knots, what?
Okay, so speed, very important. So this works best for small engines. 25 horsepower, 15 horsepower, those 9.9s, the 8s, oh, man. This is when those guys can look at the big, the high-dollar vessels and say, I got the vessel for this. Because you want to keep it in gear, and those boats will run at a very slow speed when in their lowest point of their throttle. So you want to keep it optimally about 0.5 to 1, honestly, 1
wow.
mile per hour, 0.5 to 1 mile. You want to go slow, and you want to go into the current. So you're going into the current, much like the guys with the trolling motors, the Rodans and the Minn Kotas, that those guys work into the current. Well, so does the troll. So you were mentioning, us observing other boats trolling, and it is getting a little bit more popular.
Uh-huh.
Guys share information, of course, on the worldwide net, and of course, people see other people smoking the flatties doing this.
Right.
The gentleman I mentioned earlier, Gordon, I did a story with him for the Fisherman magazine a few years back, and that went real well. It had it was received very well. People are very intrigued by the method.
Scott, again, it's a new technique. You know me, this is, I'm caught in a time warp, as I used to call them up in North Jersey. Squid and Killy, drift of Squid and Killy, that's it. You know, I went to the power baits, then went to the gulp and the whole bit. But it's always a drift. The troll thing to me was just, nah, that's a freshwater thing. Or it's an offshore thing or mid-range thing, you know, off the beach type thing. But for fluke in the back now, Scott, I remember that one time you, me, and the lovely Dee Marie, how's that for bad grammar, huh? We're back there. Listen, and he's, I'm a pretty corpulent guy, although I'm down another 13 ounces. But listen to me. This boat had maybe, what, Newhall, 3 inches of freeboard left? Two huge guys were going up. And shout out to Rob English. We saw Rob English in his wilderness kayak going around them. He had a fluke. And they're going along. Boom, boom. Two rods went right down. Newhall said, I told you. Remember you said, Scott, they were trolling right along a break. And back
That's
in there,
right.
And listen, these were keeper fluke, 18, 19 inches, 17 and a half. And boom, Scott, that was good to see. And you, again, I want to get to the areas pinpointing, Scott, where along breaks, drop-offs, where is the troll most productive?
The troll's the most productive in the backwaters where you have level, I would say, next to deep water or in a channel. But it's better to troll in an area where the depth stays consistent. So if you're in 6 feet, you want to stay 6 to 8, or if you're in 10 feet, you want to stay 10 to 12. So that way you're not constantly adjusting your lines, because that can be quite the hassle. You control 6-7 rods. You want to use a lot of weight. You want that straight up and down. It's no different than drifting. So sometimes six, seven, eight, nine, 10 feet of water, you're using 5 to 8 ounces of lead, literally dragging large dipsies along the bottom. And the rig is kind of like a, you can use kind of like a three-way, think of that, or a standoff rig, any way you can to put out about 36 inches a leader. You have a, you have your hook there, and you can troll a live minnow, or you can actually troll a gulp, and you hook the gulp up through the chin like it's a live bait, almost like the package says, imitates live bait. And you want to use those swimming mullets. You want to use smaller versions of the grub, like a 5-inch model. Anything with a paddle tail will pretty much work. So you can go back and forth between the live bait. You can use the gulp. It will all work. Now, what's neat is when the strike comes, sometimes the flounder actually swims up past the boat. It's insane. You see the line moving up past the boat.
That's great, man.
It's something else. And, you know, you have a net, but honestly, slinging them in sometimes easier. It's kind of like a mahi. Sometimes you got a lot going on in a small vessel. These little skiffs and john boats and smaller center consoles that are doing it. You just have a lot. The more rod you troll, the better. So multiple people is great, but it can be done alone.
Scott, let me ask you this now. Because I know we're up against a hard break coming up. I know you want the boys are probably saying, I can see Michael Benjamin. Dad, tell him to shut up. We want to go fishing. But water clarity dictate and water temperature, Scott, dictate the type of bait you're going to use and or the colors. Let's just talk gulp paddle tails or the gulp nemesis, whatever, the gulp grub. When do you go to the chartreuse? When do you do it for something like a new penny or a glow or a white or a nuclear chicken? Or one of my faves, I cut 1 inch off. The, what do you call it? The curry chicken. That color is badass. But are those factors make your decision as far as the color of the bait and or the style, be it a grub or a paddle tail?
Well, I'll try to. Well, first of all, I definitely want the paddle tail. I want something that's on the back end wiggling. The flounder, the fluke are just obsessed with that motion on the back of gulp. The second part is, you know, you have a lot of forage in the backwater. You have the mantis shrimp. You have the grass shrimp. You have all kinds of spearing and bay anchovies. And you also have blue crabs and things of that nature. Right. So, like, if you're in a heavy blue crab area, you might go with the blue fuse. If you're, you know, loaded with shrimp, the fluke are choking up the shrimp, which they are, and you can depend on it, you can go for more of the, a new penny. If shrimp invade the bay, and it does happen time to time, not often, but you go more with the pink shine. Play around, see what's working the best. And of course the live killies will always work. It gulps phenomenal. The action, the scent, even in a troll, they just smoke it. There's no question about it. You got to move around and find that clean water. I think that's the biggest key. Keep your speed slow, keep the grass off, and it's going to work.
That's it, man. Listen, this is a technique. Try it. Try the troll for the summer flounder. Captain Scott Newell, I affectionately refer to him as Commodore Scott Newell, Timeout Charters based in Absecon. Scott, give that phone number, website or Instagram, Facebook, whatever the hell you got. Go.
Phone number 609-385-3729. Website, timeoutfishingcharters.com.
And also, listeners, if you happen to be out there by, I don't know what that place is, not Hickory Run, what is that? Or Valley Creek. And you see this tall guy about 6'2 crawling along the bank with his little ultralight rod, like with a little trout magnet or trout slayer, snagging all those wild browns. That is most likely Commodore Scott Newhall when he takes a break from the salt. Oh, Scott, with your schedule, I think after school's out, we'll see you, what, in October? Maybe? Maybe?
Yeah, well, kids sports, they're 12 and 14. It's a blast, but it cuts down on the fishing a little.
They're 12 and 14 already?
Yep, they're in prime time. It's a lot of fun.
Whoa. Oh, man, Scott, you just made me feel even older. Scott, best of the boys, best of the lovely mom, Melissa, and your dad. We'll see you on the water pretty soon, bud. Thanks again.
You know it, Tom P. Thanks for having me.
Hey, whoa, get those photos of the striper soon, because I know you guys are going to bang them.
Oh, yeah, that's the goal.
Okay, man, catch you later.
You know it. Thanks, Tom.
Yeah, that trolling thing, it was. I said, Scott, they're looking up and they're just trolling. He said, they're trolling. I said, never saw that before. It was a few years ago. And I noticed it more and more, not a lot, but albeit slow numbers, but increasing number of people using that as a tactic. Lower Barnegat Bay, I saw in Great Bay. I saw it all the way up there, too, by the Manasquan, just outside, I guess, Bayhead, whatever, the Point Pleasant Canal going through, guys. Obviously, trolling for the flounder. Scott says, find that clean water. Keep that depth at a steady, you know, steady area. Slow speed and give it a shot. Sometimes that will put the fluke in the live well or in the cooler on ice when other tactics won't. Grab that cup. Grab that Rebel. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Glorious time. Everything is happening. Be right back.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's talk station. Fox on Tech.
That's it. No more sharing your Netflix password. The streaming giant is now enforcing its new rules aimed at preventing people from sharing login credentials with friends or family who don't pay for their own account. From now on, Netflix will determine a location and devices where you live and watch their content. Logins from elsewhere will be reminded by email this is now a Netflix no-no and that they can purchase extra memberships on some higher-tiered accounts, and those extra members will cost $8 per month and be allowed to stream on only one device. The changes come as Netflix is trying to prevent fraud, though a number of members are crying foul, as it means it would cost extra to allow a child attending college or an elderly relative to use one's account. Netflix says 100 million households around the world had been password sharing. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
We've been talking saltwater a lot. Trout season stocking concluded. Again, we're Friday today. Concluded in the Rackfin Radio listening area with the Manasquan, North and South Branch, and Matitoconk. And the Toms River and the Toms River Conservation are being stocked this past Monday. Still plenty of trout around the lakes in South Jersey. Seasboro Lake, we caught trout as late as maybe the first into, especially down there. Whoa. Ponder Lodge Pond, the second week in June. So there's plenty of trout still out there. But what about the bass? What about the pickerel? What about the yellow perch, the white perch? Yep, tidal, but still, you got them in some fresh water. The crappies, the channel cats. Oh, Jersey is, without a doubt, one of the finest for our size and available public waters, finest freshwater fishing states in the mid-Atlantic, I'd say northeast region. And Tom P, the license, you know, $22.50, the trout stand, blah, blah, blah. So what? There's no value that you can put on the quality of Jersey's fishing. And for the cheapskates out there, watching your budget, right. You have a free fishing day next week, June 3rd, next Saturday. Residents, for residents only. You don't need a license or a trout stamp to sample the great freshwater fishing opportunities we have in the Garden State. Who's going to talk about it a little more than me? Justin Rosima, Assistant Freshwater Fisheries Biologist, DEP's Bureau of Freshwater Fisheries, based up there at the Fisheries Lab in Lebanon, right across from beautiful Round Valley Reservoir. Justin, how you doing, man?
I am doing fantastic, Tom. How about you?
Lock, cocked, and ready to rock this weekend. I'm gonna be like a pinball, man, like a paramecium. I'm gonna be all over the place. Got the salt, got the bays, got the ocean out front. And we have down here, we're still gonna poke around with the trout, but just some great bass fishing, channel cat fishing, off the charts, pickerel fishing. Jersey, especially South Jersey, we have it all here, and this free fishing day, it used to be a weekend, listeners, but now they split it up, one in June, or again, right after the trout stocking's over, and one in October, right after the autumn trout stocking's over, just to partake. Go out there one day and enjoy this. Justin, the fishing's out of control.
Absolutely it is. Everything right now with the springtime heat coming in now is really taking off.
How long has this program been going on?
So the first free fishing day was actually held all the way back in 1986, and it's been going on ever since then.
It's been that long. I don't. Tom, I used to work with fisheries, right? I don't even remember that. But Justin, I know it has, because I've seen people that they're trying out for the first time. They're at Birch Grove Park. I'm here. I'm there, whatever. And you see them back the next year or maybe the year after with their license. And they're, man, we never knew this was this good. Oh, look at all the great fishing we have for the meager price of a license and, you know, and a trout stamp. It's just crazy. It's just crazy. Yeah. Now, the Bureau of Freshwater Fisheries under Fish and Wildlife, aggressive stocking program. You have the Pequot's hatchery. You have the Hackettstown hatchery. The latter, especially, pumping out hundreds of thousands of fish, it seems. Channel cats, northern pike, muskies, walleyes. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. And now the Bureau, are you guys expanding the stocking things? How's everything happening?
Everything's been going fantastic in the way of stocking. Just in the past year, we've stocked over a million game fish throughout the state for anglers to be able to enjoy.
And let's just check it out. We are the fifth smallest yet most densely populated state and pumping out over a million fish. Come on, man. Come on, people. 2250 for the license. On the one hand, Rosima, I don't want to sell any more licenses because I don't want any more crowds. You know what I'm saying? Well, you know Tom P on the sly. But listen, it's a deal that you can't believe, especially with youngsters involved. Now, also next week, that's our next guest is patiently waiting. You have the youth fishing challenges in various areas statewide. You have some in Cumberland County. You have them right here in Atlantic County, right behind the Rack and Fin Radio Studio there at Birch Grove Park. We'll be getting that in the next segment, like I said. So it's also the quality of fishing people is encouraging families and youngsters to get into the sport, and it's growing. It is absolutely growing.
Absolutely, it is. Oh, it's so great to see everybody getting involved this time of year.
Do you get it? I know what it's like being there at the fisheries. There, do you actually get a chance to fish?
Actually, no. I'm going to be helping out at a youth fishing derby on June 3rd.
Which one?
There's going to be one, there's actually a fishing education program up at Hughes Lake up in the township of Passaic County.
Oh, nice.
That I'm going to be helping out at.
Okay, just, Mr. Rosima, before I let you go, it's Friday, man. I'm going to be beating feet, man. I'm going to be fishing like a madman. What about some breakdown of the, I mentioned hatchery. Shout out to Craig Lemon up there and the great crew at Hackettstown Hatchery. They put out some stunning numbers of fish besides the over 600,000 something trout that we put out. What about, by we, I mean the stamp buyers. What about the Hackettstown facility? How many fish did they put out this past year, for example, or last year? What do you got?
So they put out over 560,000 fish themselves. So they're almost up with Pequot. They put out 30,000 hybrid striped bass, over 100,000 largemouth, close to 9,000 smallmouth bass. Channel catfish, we've got almost 21,000. Muskellunge, we're looking at 17,000. Tigers, over 5,500. Northern pike, almost 35,000. And over 3,000 landlocked salmon. And 340,000 walleye that have been put out throughout the waters in the state just in this past year alone.
Justin, check this out. Hey, Tom P, man, come on, we're going up to Finger Lakes. We're going for pike and walleye, man. I'm going to do a road trip. Why would you drive 6-7 hours? You got it right here in Jersey. People, take advantage of next Saturday's free fishing day, please. Justin, thanks for the numbers. Thanks for joining us on Rack and Fin. Hope to meet you one of these days, man. We talk on the phone. You give me some great information for my articles. Let's get together. Hey, well, maybe we'd hit the South Branch, man. What do you think?
There you go. Yeah, that'd be awesome. Sounds great.
Are you allowed to do that with a member of the media? Just ask. I'll tell you what. Just for being cool about it, lunch is on you. How's that? All right. Okay, man.
Yeah.
We'll see you later, Justin. Have a great holiday weekend.
Thank you so much. You as well, Tom.
See ya.
Take care.
Yeah, I get too wired about the freshwater fishing opportunity. That was Justin Rosima, assistant fisheries biologist, one of the young guns. Open minds. Shout out to Sean Krause, Bureau of Freshwater Fisheries chief. And again, Craig Lem expanding some. Also, that great crew up there at PeaQuest. Ed Conley and everyone, Jersey Freshwater Fishing Rocks. Well, I mentioned right behind the Rack and Fin Radio Town Square Media Studios, actually about a half mile down the road, Birch Grove Park, there is a youth fishing challenge next Saturday, June 3rd, again, free fishing day. Parents, get your youngsters down there. Get involved. That place, Birch Grove Park, a series of ponds. The last trout stocking was the middle of April, though. Again, we've caught trout out of there into early June. It is packed. You have yellow perch, you know, you have crappies, you have channel cats, you have great largemouth, you have pickerel. It is a fun place to fish. Joining us on the Rack and Fin line right now, I wish we had a longer time, though, is Shannon Campbell. She's a deputy municipal clerk for Northfield. She's also the Municipal Alliance coordinator, talking about this Birch Grove Park Youth Derby next week. Shannon, thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
I'm doing great this morning. Thank you.
It's going to be a fun, super time next Saturday, rain or shine. This is June 3rd. Shannon, go into this event now. I understand you have some roots back there, your family, in Birch Grove Park. It's a beautiful little place.
Yes, I do. My grandmother worked out at Birch Grove. She was in the snack bar for several years, a member of the garden club. And the park means a lot to her and to my family, and I'm very happy to be able to coordinating this event again this year.
Yeah, the second year you're doing it. So let's go into the logistics. What's about pre-registration required or not, kickoff times, prizes? What's the dealio? Go!
Sure. We start at 9:30. We are asking that people do pre-register just so I have an idea of how many people we will have. But, of course, we will not turn anyone away. Check-in will begin at 9:30. Fishing is at 10 and will end at 12. We have four top prizes for the biggest fish, most fish, smallest fish, and the fourth will be for a tie. If there isn't a tie, we'll just pull a name. The prizes were donated by the New Jersey Department of Fish and Wildlife and the Northfield Municipal Alliance.
That is fantastic. And now, what are you expecting? Because it can get, listen, especially when they stock, and as good as the fishing is there, it can get crowded. How many are you expecting? What do you think?
I would love to have 25. We did have 25 participate last year. We had 31 registered, but 25 showed up. We had a local resident, Lexi Harris, had the most fish. She caught 18 fish last year, so we'll see if someone can beat that record.
Whoa. Is she on a pro circuit? She caught 18? Mary, mother of God.
She might be. She's 14 years old, so.
That is great. Listen, it's freshwater fishing in Jersey. Can't be beat. If you're in the area, call to register. What's the number or what's the email, please?
The email is fcampbell@cityofnorthfield.org. They can also stop by City Hall. They can register the morning of the event at Birch Grove. And all
Beautiful.
Of the information is on our city website.
Well, Shannon, great job. This is going to be a super event. People, get the youngsters involved. I'll tell you, they will be, again, as the moniker goes, they will be hooked on fishing in Birch Grove in Atlantic County. Now, they have events around the state. As Justin Rosema said, he's going to be up at a place in, Passaic County. But you sample the fishing at Birch Grove, the kids are going to go crazy. A lot of rod bending, a lot of bobbers going under. It's just a lot of fun and a great event. Well, Shannon, thanks for joining us. Anything else you want to add before we have to sign off?
No, I think we're good. Thank you so much for having me.
You are more than welcome. Hope to meet you. If I'm in the area next week, hey, do they have the concession stand still open? I'm a foodie.
It is not open, but we will have water, drinks, and snacks available.
The operative word for Tom P is snacks. Shannon, thanks for joining us on Rock of Fin. Pleasure to make your acquaintance. See you next week.
You as well. Thanks.
Take care. Oh, way long on that segment. Chris Coleman, producer, please don't be pissed. Coming up, and we have time for a couple of reports. No, coming up next. Oh, man, this is going to be great. This is going to be, hey, we do this every year. Me and Captain Dave, Memorial Day, opportunities around. Then we're going to get to some reports. Grab that cup, grab that rub. We'll be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
The WPG Talk Radio app is everything South Jersey. Local news and information updated around the clock from New Jersey's largest radio news team. Breaking news push notifications just for South Jersey. Easily call and listen to all your favorite WPG Talk shows and more. Download the WPG Talk Radio app for your phone, tablet, Apple CarPlay, and Android Auto today at WPGTalkRadio.com.
News, I'm Chris DeMeo. More than 37 million Americans hitting the road for this Memorial Day weekend. Gas prices still pinching the pockets of many.
Gas is currently $3.57 a gallon on average. That is up 23% compared to Memorial Day pre-pandemic. Despite the lofty prices, it's still down a dollar from last year.
Fox's Madison Allworth. The Justice Department revealing instances of misconduct within the Louisville, Kentucky Police Department.
From the information provided by the DOJ, we have reconstructed what we can about the incidents mentioned in the report and the LMPD personnel who were present at the scene at some time during these incidents. We are releasing that list of referenced incidents today.
That's Louisville Mayor Craig Greenberg. America's listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. Clear to partly cloudy skies for the overnight hours. It'll be chilly with an overnight low of 41. Clouds and sunshine for Saturday. It'll be breezy in the afternoon. Saturday's high 74. Partly cloudy Saturday night, low 47. Breezy Sunday, variable cloudiness. Sunday's high 72. A little rain Monday morning, otherwise mostly cloudy for Memorial Day, the high 74. I'm AccuWeather's Drew Shannon on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Here we go. Look out below. Back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. This wonderful Memorial Day week. And again, full disclosure, we are in the studio on Friday because we are on the water and out in the woods for this glorious weekend. A lot of stuff going on. Memorial Day is the kickoff, the informal summer kickoff weekend. Forget summer. Let's talk the fishing, especially in this little area. Absecon, Atlantic City, down through South Jersey, the Mullica River down into Cape May. We're going to wrap up with some reports, hopefully, in the next segment. If the stores are slamming, jamming, otherwise cramming, we're able to get a stranglehold on Captain Dave the Rave Shoal, Absecon Bay Sports Center, 81 Natalie Terrace, in Absecon to talk about the fishing and crabbing and what's going on this weekend. Captain Dave, family fun, expert angler fun, casual angler fun. It's blowing up, Dave, and we got the weather to go with it. How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm doing great. Finally, the weather's looking like it's supposed to be this time of year. The wind, knock on wood, has slowed down. It's been, you know, springtime's always windy, but this has been exceptional. But that hasn't stopped the fish from biting at all. And I particularly love this time because everything is here. Everything, you know, we have all the local fish are here. The flounders are here. This has been we had a good early start to the season. We started right in the first week of May.
Yep.
But it has been the best time that I can even remember. You know, bigger fish, you know. Yeah, the limit's only three fish, but there's been a lot of limits come in.
Now, Dave, you've been around 35, 36 years, so listen, that's saying something. Dave's seen the highs, the lows, the pits, the valleys, the peaks, the bottom end drop ass end out. So, Dave, that's a good, you know, that's a good assessment. This is the good old days right now for flounder and bait. Wouldn't you think, Dave?
Yeah, but you know what? Well, I did put one flounder in the boat because when I go out, I want to catch those striped guys, and there's plenty of them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You can catch them any way, any size you want. You can target what you like to fish and bring home fish. The beaches have been on fire with big fish. You know, that's mostly a bait fishing situation. Chunks of clam or bunker have been the deal on the, you know, on the beach, and besides the stripers on the beach, it's been absolutely the best beach black drum run that I've ever heard of.
Honest to God, Dave, you're right. Go into that, because that listen, big game fishing from the beach. Big game fishing, as in fish, Dave, 40, 50, 60 pounds and bigger.
Yeah, there's a lot of those nice, you know, 10, 15, 20-pounders that are really good eating.
Sometimes
those big drum, you know, they get full of worms, and it's more fish than you really want to handle, so let them swim for another day. But you catch a nice, you know, nice 20-pounder, and, you know, that makes some nice steaks, and you'll eat it up, and you'll feel good about it.
Listen, I refer to them as the veal porterhouse of the bay and the beach, man. And, Dave, you know me, I'm a foodie.
You are a foodie.
Dave, weekies in the back, a nighttime dealio?
There seem to be more and more right in the daytime. You have flounder fishing by accident. It's time to say that the cheddar crabs are busting. So, you know, pick up some cheddar crabs. It's always the best weak fish bait, but, there's been all kinds of bait coming in. Last Tuesday when I was out, I saw the birds right in Absecon Bay, right at the end of the channel. They were just going nuts. It was a 100-yard stretch of them, and it was just nice size. You know, those Taylor Blues or whatever you want to call them. You know, those 2 to 3 pounders.
Oh yeah.
Every cast on the surface poppers. There's no more fun. There's no more fun. And that size bluefish is as good a fish as you can eat.
Yeah, that goes. Listen, those are Tom P. Primetime. Those go on a grill with my, I don't even want to get the recipe. Just say mayo, panko, some sliced tomato, and there you go. Oh. And then he says, your mercury poisoning, your mercury count's probably through the roof. I said, but that's all right. And the limit is three. That's the only problem. They had a limit is three on us, but that's still enough meat. But again, catch and release. Listen, it's one of the blues. Keep mash down those bars, man. Makes it a lot easier to get them off. And Dave, those things are murderous. They'll come out of the water into the boat after you.
Oh, they just attacked it. You know, surface action is so much fun. You know, I can't. You know, it's like popcorn or peanuts. Once you start catching them, you just can't walk away. You start, well, that's enough for the boat. Well, no, let's catch and release a couple more. one more cast. You know, one more cast can turn into a dozen fish. And
listen, I've been on Dave's boat many a time, and he's absolutely right. He's saying that for my benefit. Dave, what about the Dave, this past week, some of the areas I hit, there's still a lot of white perch out there. A lot of them, the bigger ones, are spawned out. But, Dave, Tommy Kitching says hello, by the way. He got blown out. He couldn't perch fish. But, Dave, he's showing me photos. Perch are pounding up. Still numbers.
Oh, the numbers are out here. I just see him going out the creek right now. But he's been perch fishing right up here in Abseeking Creek. And, you know, and he's going, gets in his, His center console boat just puts up about maybe a quarter of a mile, throws the anchor and pulls in a bucket of perch, comes back and spends the rest of the day cleaning them. And he's been doing that for the last 2 weeks right here in Abseeking Creek. And I know some of the hot spots have to be a whole lot better.
Yeah, and lizards, too. There's plenty of land-based areas to go. Crowley's Landing up there on the Mullica. The hay run, there's you can catch. Dave, we're seeing some perch in the lagoons. I mean, those aren't the bigger ones. These are the 7, 8, 9, but that's still a lot of fun, ultralight tackle and good eating. But, Dave, family thing right now, let's start talking about the crabbing because it's been the past 2 weeks, Dave. It's picked up a lot of rusties. Even I was catching, listen, they're packed, the ones with the dirty bottoms, packed with meat. Dave, what's the crabbing situation? Then we'll get into the better shedder, man. Go.
Well, the crabbing situation has a lot to do with the shedders because the big crab shed in the spring is when the females, you know, females they shed their shells, and it's when the males get to mate with them. And you can imagine mating with a crab. The only time you can really get some nice action is when they're soft shells. So that's the way Mother Nature planned it, and the big males will protect the females because when they're soft, they, you know, right. Anything can eat them. But seriously, it's been a very strange year. I actually have soft shell crabs now. First time I've ever have enough to say that yes, I have them. The tanks are full. But beyond that, it's been sporadic in different spots. So there are good reports of catching nice Jimmy crabs. You know, here, mm-hmm. You know, Atlantic City Highway, unfortunately, is one of the main middle of the road spots, which it gets a little too crowded, and
right.
You got to be careful. But all the creeks, a spot that I will recommend, I know it's good, up at Mott's Creek. I think it was the county. It's a county park, I believe, but it's a public area. Beautiful dock up there. Beautiful
yep.
Parking lot. And if you're so inclined, it's right next door to Mott's Creek Inn, so you can get your sandwiches right there, and they might even have a cold beverage for you, too, if you want it.
I wouldn't know anything about that location. And, Dave, we put a couple of dozen nice keepers. I'm from the old Italian school, 4.5 inches. They go into gravy, okay? I see that's right. I say gravy. But, Dave, they're the smallest we keep is 5.5 inches to almost 6. They had some great crabbing back there in Mott's.
Yeah, that's a good spot, and you know, it's great that great we have public areas, but you know, sometimes you think the state or county or whoever would blow their own horn and let the world know it's there, but it makes it a private spot. And right now, you get until the 4th of July weekend that the greenheads aren't there because once the greenheads get out to Mott's Creek, it does make it tough.
Mott's Creek, David, also going down, what's that, Seven Bridges Road, Great Bay Boulevard. And there's some good crabbing spots right back in there. But, Dave, I'll tell you, we use the screen, you know, the clothes, the bug-proof clothing and a whole bit, spray ourselves down. You still come out lumped up. I don't know about those things. Dave, before I let you go, we got a minute left. Let's talk about your soft shell explosion, as you said, kind of early. What do you have for sale, my man?
Oh, I got plenty for sale. I got, you know, this weekend, I'm trying just to hold them back to my, you know, retail customers, because I got the phone ringing off the wall with restaurants and the big shippers. A lot of the local restaurants use my soft shell crabs when they're available, and this is the time they will be. So if any, I'm pretty much saving them for the off the street retail. And if you come here, you can actually see them coming out of their shells.
That's so cool. Yeah, I was just going to say that. Now listen, if you have youngsters, especially, I don't know what you put in that water shell, but those are the sweetest soft shells my fat ass has ever consumed. Oh, my God, yeah. They're good. Oh, my God. Okay, Dave, we'll see you this week. Give that a Facebook, website, Instagram, Mothergram, whatever you got. Go.
just search for Abseekin Bay on Facebook, or search for soft shell crabs on Facebook, and you'll find the fishing pages, the crab pages. And I won't be out too much charters till this crab shed's over. This is my number one attention, but I'll be out there all summer long if you need a boat ride and want to put some fish in your ice chest.
You stop in 82 Nally Terrace. Beware the sugar rush. That's all I'm going to say. Okay, Cap, you take care. Best of Judy and Kev. We'll see you.
Okay, we'll see you soon. Yeah.
Yep, it's a heartbreak. Running out of time. However, we do have a couple of reports in our next segment. Hopefully, again, grab that cup, grab that rib. We'll be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Glorious weekend.
WPG Talk Radio, 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's talk station.
Get on board.
The water is open. It's time to go boating and fishing and leave stress in our wake. Feel the wind as we ride and a fish on the line. Reel in our first catch and feel the sun at our backs. It's get out on the water season. It's time to get on board. Find out where to get on board near you. Visit Take Me Fishing and Discover Boating to learn more. And please recreate responsibly.
Get on board. Get on board.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Okay, wrapping up, Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Memorial Day weekend. Let's get some quick reports. And everything's going on. Everything is going crazy. Great time. We're going to go down to our friends at Hands 2 Bait and Tackle, Line 70, New Jersey, Route 109 in Cape May. Nikki, what's happening, brother?
Looks like a beautiful weekend here.
Oh! We got
guys in the Delaware Bay banging the drums out there.
Still drumming. All right.
Yeah, heavy tides. Guys are picking up some big boomers. All along the Cape May Point, they'll be picking up some nice weak fish. Guys throwing jigs, soft plastics. Of course, Cape May Pink is number one.
Oh, nice.
Some nice tide runners.
Nice, nice. Nick, anything in the back?
Yeah, doing pretty good. We're seeing some weakies back there as well.
Jeez.
Mixed in with some flounders. And
this is it.
A couple of them big racer blues coming through there.
This is it, man. This is the week. Everything, I think, is going to just explode, detonate in Tom P. lingo. Nick, anything with striped bass out front or in Delaware Bay?
Seems like things are starting to taper off. Now we're getting some of them some horseshoe crabs coming through there.
There you go. The
guys,
okay,
throwing the bait. Yeah, they got to go a little bit further south, to get away from them. But, you know, still a few out there swimming around.
Okay, real fast. Southern Canyons, because I'm going to be calling you this weekend for the fishing report. Southern Canyons, anything happening with the tuna?
Well, with all this northeast, it's been tough to get out there. But from the weather reports, it looks like there's a lot of nice warm water pushing through there.
There you go.
So expect to see some nice yellowfin tuna coming
through. Yes, yes, yes. Hey, Nicky, give your hours for the weekend. Go, bro, go.
We're here at 6 in the morning till 8 o'clock tonight.
Okay, Nick, we'll see you. What about Saturday, Sunday, Monday? Monday are going to be same hours? It's a holiday, man.
Monday we're going to do our Sunday hours. So we'll be open from 6 to 8, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then Monday we're going to be here from 6 to 5.
Okay, brother, we'll see you guys this weekend. Have a good one. Catch you later.
Thank you.
Let's bump it up to America's favorite family resort, Finn Addicts Marine Supply, 1325 West Avenue in the great Ocean City. We have Billy Wiggins from Finn Addicts on the line. Billy, what's happening?
Hey, happy Memorial Day, Tom.
Woo! Can you imagine? I made another one. 67 or what is it? 68. I don't even imagine, man. Let me tell you. As Denise
you
says.
You can't count that high. It's okay.
He's killing me. Yeah, I like it. Billy, what's the Back Bay Bite and what's happening on the jetties? And any sea bass out on that Ocean City Reef? We highlighted that last week with Peter Clark from Marine Fisheries. Go!
Yeah, we've had, weather's been a little iffy, but there's actually fish around. Even in this northeast wind, we've actually had flounder still being caught in the Back Bays pretty well. Still in the shallower water because that water's still a little cold.
Right.
We got inundated with bluefish on the beach, believe it or not. And that.
Love it.
All a lot of little, 3 to 5 pounders, nothing, too huge, but there's a consistent bite right there with mullet. It's been pretty good.
Oh, Billy, light Mixing action and great eating, man.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa.
It's been really good.
Did you say that royal word, kingfish?
Yes, it's been a smattering of them. It's not been red hot yet, but there's been some of those mixed in with them, too.
Mullet's
getting through those blues now.
Oh, yeah. Billy, what about any bass or weekies in the back?
Weekies have been there. They've been at nighttime, though. We haven't heard much during the day, which is not unusual. A lot of guys taking on the soft plastics, the pink, the electric chicken's been good. A lot of stuff, 4 or 5 inches, been taking them down behind Corson's Inlet, Strathmere, Avalon. Seeing a few up here, but most of them are a little bit further south, it seems.
Bill, I was coming up from Stone Harbor the other night, and I heard you going over the bridge. Again, who designed that bridge with no shoulder? The one side you're going south has it. Like, who did that? That's the same engineer, I think, that did the exit 36 and put the guardrail on the wrong side. Anyway, Bill, I saw 2 or 3 boats, lights on down there, early evening, 8:30, 9 o'clock. Are they bass or weeky guys, you think?
They're doing a little bit of both. I think you're seeing, they're hoping for the weak fish, but they're, targeting the bass. That's how most of the weak fish I've heard have been caught. The guys are bass fishing and picking weak fish here and there with them.
Okay.
And they've been nice fish, too, the weak fish that I've seen.
Ooh.
And they've been 4 or 5 pounds, so that's been kind of nice.
Billy, your opinion before I let you go, I hate to use the word comeback, revitalization, whatever, two strong words, but past couple of years, increasing numbers of weeks?
I think so. It just baffles me where the main school is because it's not like it used to be, but nothing's ever probably going to be like it used to be. So it's kind of just hard to figure, but I think the biomass still is a little north of here where, it always historically was down here.
Yep.
We're not seeing that summer consistency we always used to have. It's more of a spring bite, it seems.
Right.
And once that spring bite peters out, you don't really pick them in the summer. You used to always get them flounder fishing, or you go out at nighttime, you could always catch them. But that fishery doesn't seem to be here, but the spring fishery has been pretty good.
That's good. Hey, you have to crawl before you walk, before you run. Bill, give us your holiday hours. What do you got? Go.
We're open every day, obviously. We're going to be here from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturdays, 6 to 5 Sunday, and 7 to 5 on Monday.
Okay, Bill, we'll see you guys this week. Take care, man.
Okay.
See you. We're going to wrap it up. Route 9 in Tuckerton. Empire Fishing and Tackle. The way ultra cool. Chris Topinka on the line with a weekend report. Tuckerton, Great Bay Area. What do you got, Chris?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for having us. Things are going quite well. The fishing is picking up nicely. We're getting a lot of fluke, minnows and squid. That seems to be the answer on the bucktails.
There you go.
Right outside in the bays, a lot of good-sized keepers are coming. Off of LBI, a couple of stripers getting caught here and there. That's big on the clam bite.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if, how many folks move up towards the Belmar area, but they're getting some jumbos up in Belmar.
Yep.
Everything is 42 to 48 inches at this point. And that's primarily on the troll, whether it's bunker spoons or mojos.
Okay, Chris, you hearing anything on weak fish?
Weak fish, yeah, there's a great bite on weak fish down here towards Tuckerton Bay. Getting some real nice reports on that. 18s to 22s for the most part.
Nice.
And if you can find one, you'll find several more along with that.
Okay, Chris, two other questions. One, the crabbing. It's picked up, I know that. Well, what are you seeing numbers-wise and size-wise on the blue claws?
Oh, shocking how much the size is. The size is much bigger than normal for this year. A lot of folks going out there, dropping their nets, dropping their traps. Put bunker in a trap, go back an hour later, and boom, you'll see real good sizes that are coming out right now. We're getting some really great reports. And I finally got a couple of really great crab cake recipes now.
People, he said that for my benefit because he knows I'm the original crab fat man. Okay, Topanga,
before the best in the world, Chris, absolutely.
Before I let you go, real fast, a freshwater bite. We're getting some nice bass right next door to you, some big bluegills. What are you hearing in the area?
In the area, the bass fishing is on fire. Whopper ploppers seem to be the key right now. We're getting some nice bass right here at the Powhatcong Lake.
Yep.
Stafford Forge area.
Yep.
I'm hearing reports 4, 5, and 6 pounders. Better than it's been in the future. It's been absolutely outstanding.
Okay, Chris, what are your holiday weekend hours, brother? Go.
We are on. We are open from 5 a.m. to 6 o'clock on Sunday. Saturday, 5 a.m. to 7 o'clock, and today, 5 a.m. to 8 o'clock.
And Monday, you said?
Monday, the same 5
okay.
a.m. to 6 p.m.
Okay, Chris, we'll see. You got some Whopper Ploppers in stock as my two were gone to Pickerel. Goodbye. Yeah, so I called Larry Dahlberg. River to see Larry, we did videos, whatever, all over the night. Hey, Larry, any Whopper Ploppers hanging around your garage? No, go buy them. Oh, that hurt. Oh. Okay, Chris, have a good weekend. We'll see you, man.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
You too, man.
For everyone.
Take care. That'll do it for this week. I'm Rack and Finn, ready to get out and enjoy, man. We have a lot of stuff going on. You got saltwater, bay, ocean out front, a little bumpy sometimes, the wind, so what? And just the freshwater fishing is off the hook. Hey, God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless our first responders and law enforcement. Have a great and safe holiday weekend. See you next week. Rack and Finn Radio.